Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending Friday the 13th, May 13th, 2022. Single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. 19th week of the year, the 1,236th week. I've compiled these statistics. First of three categories, new listings. 30 new listings hit the books this week. Two are closed, so a net number of 28. A low of $1,250,000 on Eucalyptus Avenue, and a high of $20 million on Villa Huerto. None of the 30 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, $2,172,000, which the median price for the 124 active listings is $4.3 million. So $2,172,000 is low. If you count the listings that are both in escrow and active, the median price is only $3,250,000. So that tells you a lot of the homes on the market are these high-end homes. Second category, opened escrows, 18 high. 18 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending May 13th, Friday the 13th, 2022. A low of $799,000 on East Coda. Let's see what that closes for. And a high of $10,850,000 on another Villa, Villa Laguna. Two of the 18 opened escrows under $1 million. Median price, $2,072,000. Again, year to date, $2.4 million is the median sales price. Of course, that's the median price of opened escrows, haven't closed yet. Finally, behind door number three sold listings, 26 lucky people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending May 13th, Friday the 13th, 2022, a low of $870,000 on Rosario Park, not far from you, Richard, and a high of $12,950,888. The sign of, that's on Lilac Drive. They're asking $12,450,000. So it sold for $12,950,888. That's something Rick Rossovich would have done. Eight is his lucky number. So the owner, the buyer must have just put that up there and over asking. One of the 26 sold listings were under $1 million. Median price, $2,202,000. And those are the stats for the week ending May 13th, 2022. Again, to reiterate what I said in the first segment, this is the second week in a row that the number of net listings available is higher than it was last year at this time for 2 weeks in a row. Not by a lot, but it's going in the right direction. But the numbers are so insanely low, 124 listings to look at if you're looking for a single-family home from Carpinteria to Goleta. And if you're looking for a house under $1 million, there's one to look at. And we have 65 listings in escrow right now, which is low. You know, even, you know, last year at this time we had 127, and which again was very high, but not quite as high as 2019. We had 138 listings in escrow in the 19th week of the year. 2020 was 109, 2018 it was 120, 2017 147. So yeah, 65 listings in escrow is not going to get it done. Go list your house with me. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.